Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Name That Tune started out with what theme again?
Flutes.
And what did we find out?
It's flutes and stuff.
Flutes and stuff.
Yeah.
Flutes and stuff.
There's like seven songs that I haven't used or I haven't used in a long time that have a flute in them. And then the other ones are just stuff, mainly fun emo punk songs. Because I thought, what's better than flutes? Emo punk.
They do go hand in hand.
That's what we thought.
Interesting combination, but all right.
Thank you. I'm very excited about this. If you've never played Name That Tune before, I've got tunes for you to name. In fact, I've got 13 of them today and 13 clues to go along with them. I'm going to read the clue first, and if you know the tune based off of the clue alone, you'll buzz in with your name because your name is your buzzer. Test them right now. You're all paying attention. It's so hot. If you don't know the tune based on the clue, I'll play the tune for you, and the same rules, your name is your buzzer. Test them again.
Steve.
Maitland. Ribeer.
Tommy.
Tommy.
All right. Is everybody ready for tune and clue number one?
Yes.
Ready.
I love this. Tune and clue number one. This singer and songwriter from this band was sitting on a bus under a bus shelter waiting for a bandmate to meet him on a street near their houses in Liverpool, England, which is actually the street that the song is named after. Hot Wings.
Bus stop by the Hollies?
Nope. While sitting at this street, the singer jotted down the things he saw, including a barber shop with pictures of its clients, and I'm so shocked that you got that wrong, Howings, and a nurse selling poppies for Remembrance Day, which is November 11th, marking the day World War I officially ended. And this singer later turned these images into the song We Know Now, which celebrates this time in his life. Listen closely, because the answer is right here at the very beginning of tune number one.
Penny Lane.
Free beer.
I knew it was Beatles. I didn't know which one. Penny Lane by the Beatles.
That's right.
I'm showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that come and go, stop and say hello.
There it is.
Is that the only thing?
That's a good catch. This has a whole orchestra in here. There's a piccolo trumpet in there. Piccolo trumpet?
Whoa.
Oh, they sell sandwiches or something?
Is that an aubergine?
They were really phoning it in by that point.
Yeah. Barely put in any effort on that song at all.
Let's go a little emo punk here with tune and clue number two. This song is about a girl whose boyfriend doesn't treat her right.
That's literally every song.
That's your clue.
Or a guy who's sad because he didn't treat her right. And that's
why don't you treat her right? I treat her better.
And it's driving the singer crazy because he knows that he can do better. She can do better. The title indicates that her oblivious stoner boyfriend is especially lame. Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's too stoned. Nintendo. I wish I could make her see she's just the flavor of the week. Here
is it.
Your tune number two.
She paints her nails and she don't know.
Flavor of the week. Sum 41?
No.
Maitland.
Simple Plan, flavor of the week?
No.
Oh, I thought that
fit. Best friend on the phone. She'll wash her hair, his dirty clothes.
Nintendo.
All he gives to her. And he's got posters on the walls.
Steve.
Free beer.
Free beer.
Flavor of the week. Jet.
No. Any other guesses?
Steve.
Good
Charlotte.
Time.
Flavor
no.
of the week.
This is Flavor of the Week by American Hi-Fi.
Her boyfriend, he don't know anything about her. He's too stoned. Nintendo. I wish that I could make her see.
I always forget about that Nintendo part until you highlighted it, and then I'm like, oh my God, I know that song.
I know. I just really wanted
but
to say Nintendo.
Nintendo.
We're on to flute tunes for Tune and Clue. Number three. I'm really glad that we're all enjoying this mix together. This song was derived from an old and obscure blues song called Bulldoze Blues by Henry Thomas. The song caught on in the summer of 1969 and was very popular among hippies who appreciated that number and the nature's theme. Just the nature's theme, actually. The band played this at day two of Woodstock, which was a huge moment for the band because the song was kind of an anthem for the festival, as this song's lyrics describe very similarly the pilgrimage to the farm in upstate New York where Woodstock took place. Here is your tune, number three.
No one knows the words to that.
Actual song, not just for beer commercials when it turns to winter and summer.
Or like Motel 6 or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. You should be driving in an old Willys with your surfboard sticking out the back.
We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time.
You gonna pull it, Hot Wings? You got that face?
Oh, he's gonna pull it. He's not gonna get this
Hot
song,
wings.
Though.
Out in the country by Country Joe and the Fish.
You're close, but no. It's Canned Heat, Going Up the Country.
Oh, Canned Heat. I wouldn't have gotten that a million years.
You know, that super popular band.
Yeah.
All right. We are continuing on with Tune and Clue number four, and we're going back to punk.
Yeah.
This song takes place at a wedding. The groom hears that his bride is cheating on him from
Maitland.
A discussion between a bridesmaid and a
oh,
waiter.
Oh, Tommy.
Maitland.
That's Panic at the Disco. I write sins, not tragedies.
Tense.
Yeah. You don't know that song?
Oh. I don't think I do.
You just wait.
You will.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. But what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a whore. I chime in with a haven't you people. Well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved.
I really enjoy how much Maitland and Kelly and Steve enjoy the emo punk. I don't know any of it, but I enjoy watching you love it.
What's not to love about it?
Yeah.
I was off put by the fact that they put the exclamation point in a stupid place in their name.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Panic!
Yeah.
Not the disco.
Oh, I wondered where.
I don't care.
We've got time for one more tune.
Sure.
Perfect. We're going flutes. Tune and Clue number five. This song is clearly poking fun at somebody, being about wishing to live in a peaceful time before war. But is it directed at the fighters? Because the lyrics, now there's a revolution, but they don't know what they're fighting, sure sounds like it's pointed at the fighters. Or is it pointed at the ones who chose to close their eyes to the fighting? Here is your tune number five.
Song with a flute.
It's debatable.
Yeah, right.
This is Jethro Tull, Living in the Past.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it was Tull, but I'm like, I don't know which song this is.
I think this is the only one that ever charted.
It is?
Really?
So. Oh, man, on classic rock stations. Yeah, they play
a
lot of them.
Might have.
Aqualung.
Yeah.
Locomotive Breath.
Yeah.
I think it's Breathe.
Yeah, Locomotive Breathe, yeah.
Long time problem there.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.